I'm glad that you can be with us again today. We have something important to discuss. A warfare has been fought between Christ and Satan for over 6,000 years. We call it the Great Controversy. It is urgent that we understand the basic issue in that age-long argument so that we can place ourselves on God's side of the matter. It is only by understanding the issue underlying it that we will be able to resolutely step forward boldly and defend God's side in the controversy. Now, we're not here referring to the book Great Controversy. Here's the three editions. Here's an original 1884. Here's an original 1888. Here's an original 1911. Although the book has the same name, when we speak of Great Controversy, we are talking about the major debated issue fought between heavenly powers and demons in the life of every person who is born into this world. Here is a statement discussing the importance of this. The student should learn to view the Word as a whole and to see the relation of its parts. He should gain a knowledge of its grand central theme, of God's original purpose for the world, of the rise of the great controversy and the work of redemption. He should understand the nature of the two principles that are contending for the supremacy and should learn to trace their working through the records of history and prophecy to the great consummation. He should see how this controversy enters into every phase of human experience and how in every act of life he himself reveals the one or the other of the two antagonistic motives, and how, whether he will or not, he is even now deciding on which side of the controversy he will be found. That's a quotation from Councils of Writers and to Parents and Teachers. Now, the five large volumes of the Conflict of the Ages series outline the history of that controversy. In these books, we find the Great Controversy from beginning to end. In fact, that's why those books were called the Conflict of the Ages series. They explain the conflict or the controversy between Christ and Satan. The phrase Conflict of the Ages is a synonym for Great Controversy. Now let's turn to the first of these five books, Patriarchs and Prophets. The book opens with a description of the character of God in Christ. And then on the second page, we're told this. The law of love, being the foundation of the government of God, the happiness of all intelligent beings depends upon their perfect accord with its great principles of righteousness. God desires from all his creatures the service of love, service that springs from an appreciation of his character. He takes no pleasure in a forced obedience, and to all he grants freedom of will that they may render him voluntary service. That's from Patriarchs and Prophets. Basic principles are here discussed because they are God's principles. They have been in effect throughout eternity, and they are in effect today. These divine principles have not been abolished or even temporarily set aside. When Christ died on Calvary, the plan of redemption is key to these principles. Now, throughout the Bible, throughout the spirit of prophecy, the message is the same. God asks us to obey his laws. We cannot be happy unless we do. Those around us cannot be happy unless we do. Because Adam sinned, his descendants have a fallen nature. But because of the example of Christ's earthly life, his sacrificial death on the cross, and his mediation in the heavenly sanctuary right now for you and me, we can, by his grace, be enabled to render that voluntary obedience. Thank God. Yet, in order to do it, we must live in moment-by-moment surrender to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Master. And now, let us go to part one, the controversy in heaven. Satan declared that created beings need not or could not obey God. Those angels who accepted Satan's lie were expelled with him. On earth, that controversy has continued. For thousands of years, men and women have been told that they need not do what God has said. They do not have to obey his moral law, his physical laws, or his health laws. We hear this talk all the time. Satan states this lie in one or another of six ways according to the temperament and background of the person he's trying to deceive. First, there is no God, so we need not obey him. An example of this is the talk that there is no God to be obeyed, Western modernists, scientific culture, that type of thing. Second, we do not need to obey what God has commanded. Examples, there's nothing that needs to be obeyed except tribal superstitions and the sayings of local witch doctors, Hinduism, American Indian culture, South of Sahara African cultures, etc. And then, right in our own world, we're saved by grace, and it would be wrong to try to obey God's laws or they've been done away. So there we have modern Protestantism. A third lie, we cannot obey what God has told us to do. Examples, no one can obey except those who are the elect and predestined to be saved. No one has actually obeyed except 100 or so saints in the Roman Catholic Church. Christ did not take our nature, so we cannot obey God. He took a different nature than we did. He took an unfallen nature. So we are locked into sin throughout our earthly life. There we have Augustine's original sin error, which has come into our own church. 4, we can obey God's laws in our own strength, but in the process we will invent more rules to be obeyed, which we consider more important. Examples, Judaism, Roman Catholicism, etc., speaking in tongues, Pentecostalism. 5, we can improve on God's laws, so we will change them. Examples, Sunday keeping, Roman Catholicism, modern Protestantism. 6, we ourselves are God, or equal to him, so we can make our own laws. Examples, well, remember Genesis 3, Satan's temptation to Eve in the garden, papal claims. Now, a chapter which closely parallels the first chapter of Patriarchs and Prophets is chapter 29 of Great Controversy. It's entitled The Origin of Evil. That is one of the most important chapters in all of the Spirit of Prophecy. Reading through that chapter, the Origin of Evil chapter in Great Controversy, we discover that the basic techniques and errors used by Satan to confuse and capture the angels in heaven are the very same devices he presents today in our world. Rebellion against God and his holy Ten Commandment law seems to be in the very air we breathe. This rebellion has even entered our own denomination through the new theology, which is nothing more than modern Protestant errors, and our Bible teachers are learning those in universities and Protestant seminaries where they obtain their doctorates. God and his principles do not change. Neither does his law, nor our responsibility to obey that law.